Hello everyone, it has been 2 weeks since last time we met. I just miss you so much.
Yeah, and how time flies. It's great that all of you can hear our voice again.
So, Scarlett, what's our topic today?
Okay, let's talk about some things that drive girls crazy. Diana, have you missed Black Friday? Did you buy something?
Before we talk about that, don't you think it will be better if it allows me to make a brief introduction about Black Friday? Black Friday is the day following Thanksgiving Day in the United States. Since the early 2000s, it has been regarded as the beginning of the Christmas shopping season in the US, and most major retailers open very early and offer promotional sales. Black Friday is not an official holiday, but California and some other states observe the day after Thanksgiving as a holiday for state government employees, sometimes in lieu of another federal holiday such as Columbus Day. Many non-retail employees and schools have both Thanksgiving and the following Friday off, which along with the following regular weekend makes it a four-day weekend, thereby increasing the number of potential shoppers. It has routinely been the busiest shopping day of the year since 2005, although news reports, which at that time were inaccurate, have described it as the busiest shopping day of the year for a much longer period of time. Similar stories resurface year upon year at this time, portraying hysteria and shortage of stock, creating a state of positive feedback.
Wow, that's great. However, situation varies from country to country. I'm glad to tell you the Black Friday in the United States. Black Friday is popular as a shopping day for a combination of reasons. At the first day after the last major holiday before Christmas, it marks the unofficial beginning of the Christmas shopping season. Additionally, many employers give their employees the day off as the part of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. In order to take advantage of this, virtually all retailers in the country, big and small, offer various sales, including limited amounts of doorbuster items, to entice traffic. Recent years have been retailers extended beyond normal hours in order to maintain an edge or to simply keep up with the competition. Such hours may include opening as early as 12 a.m. or remaining open overnight on Thanksgiving Day and beginning sale prices at midnight. In 2010, Toys R Us began their Black Friday sales at 10 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day, and further updated the ending by offering free boxes and coloring books for as long as supplies lasted. Other retailers like Express, Victoria's Secret, Puma, and Nike began Black Friday sales earlier Thanksgiving Day morning and ran them through as late as 11 p.m. Friday evening. Forever 21 went in the opposite direction, opening at normal hours on Friday and running late sales until 2 a.m. Sunday morning.
The Black Fridays in Canada. The large population centers on Lake Ontario in Canada have always attracted cross-border shopping into the US states. And as Black Friday became more popular in the US, Canadians often flocked to the US because of their lower price and a stronger Canadian dollar. After 2001, many were traveling for the deals across the border. Starting in 2008 and 2009, due to the parity of the Canadian dollar compared with the American dollar, several major Canadian retailers ran Black Friday deals of their own to discourage shoppers from leaving Canada. The year 2012 saw the biggest Black Friday to date in Canada as Canadian retailers embraced it in an attempt to keep shoppers from traveling across the border. Before the advent of Black Friday in Canada, the most comparable holiday was Boxing Day in terms of retailer impact and consumerism. Black Friday in the US seemed to provide deeper or more extreme price cuts than Canadian retailers, even for the same international retailer.
In Mexico, Black Friday was an inspiration for governments and retailing industry to create an annual weekend for discounts and extended credit terms, a buen fin, meaning a good weekend in Spanish. A buen fin has been in existence since 2011 and takes place on November in the weekend prior. In Mexico, Black Friday was an inspiration for the government and retailing industry to create an annual weekend of discounts and extended credit terms, a buen fin, meaning the good weekend in Spanish. A buen fin has been in existence since 2011 and takes place on November in the weekend to the Monday in which the Mexican Revolution holiday is pushed from its original date of November the 20th. As a result of measures taken by the government of pushing certain holidays to the Monday of the week in order to avoid the workers and students to make a weekend. For example, not attending in the Friday after a Thursday holiday, that's making a four-day weekend. On this weekend, major retailers extended their store hours and offered special promotions, including extended credit terms and price promotions.